Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Coming up this hour, we've got a discussion on the community conversation happening here on Zoom later this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. We'll be talking about that in our second segment. We're also going to hear from Lori Getch, the Dean of the Hale Library, who is getting set to retire. Bill Bernard did an interview with her earlier in the month, and we're going to play that back here around 9:30 or so. But we start things off first as we get set for an Easter egg hunt, a big Easter egg hunt this Saturday. Dwayne Sherwood is with the Lions Club, and he joins us here by telephone this morning. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Brandon.
How are you doing this morning, sir?
Well, it's just a little windy outside, but other than that, we're doing fine.
Yeah, well, it's always a pleasure to get to talk with the Lions Club. It's been a while since we've gotten to talk anything as far as events are concerned. I know you guys usually put on a pretty good pancake feed, but this is your first big event that I understand in quite some time.
Yeah, due to the pandemic, we had to cancel the Easter egg hunt a year ago, and also the biscuit and gravy feed, also the pancake feed, and hopefully 2021 we can get back to halfway normal. And we're kind of looking forward to the Easter egg hunt Saturday morning. So that's one of our big start off for the year. So,
yeah. Well, tell us a little bit more about what people can expect Saturday morning.
Well, the way the weather forecast looks right now, Saturday morning should be a really nice morning. Our Lions Club members get there around 9, put out the eggs, and then at 10 o'clock, we will have the Easter egg hunt. And a little history on the Easter egg hunt. One of our fellow Lions, Lion Jerry Marchand, found a picture of a Lion Easter egg hunt in 1940. And I haven't got that picture yet, but he's sending that to me. So that's kind of interesting that we've been having an Easter egg hunt that long. And like I said, last year we had to cancel because of the COVID. But we're looking forward to having that again this year. Urge people to wear their mask. Urge people to park on the outside of the city park. There's limited parking on the inside. And just having a good time to start off the Easter celebration.
Absolutely. Well, kids are going to be looking forward to that. And this is open to all different ages of kids, right?
Yes, from 2 years up to 8 years.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and there'll be different stations around the south and the west side of the city park.
So. I've seen these before, and you know these Easter egg hunts are fun, but they go really fast.
Yeah, 2 minutes. It takes us a half hour to put all the eggs out, and 2 minutes for the kids to pick them up.
I think the Kentucky Derby lasts longer than an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. And we're also looking to set a date for our pancake feed in October. So that's something we're kind of looking forward to, and hopefully the pandemic is slowing down, that we can have these events go on and work with the public. So that's one of our major goals this year, just to get back to halfway normal.
Yeah. Well, and of course, the Lions Club does such great work in our community. Can you talk about some of the things you do?
Well, you know, we have eyeglass boxes around town at the different grocery stores, optometrists, and in January, we have a gentleman that lives at south of Topeka that picks up the light glasses for Kansas. And we sent, just in a little over a year's time, we sent about 8,500 pair of eyeglasses and about 300 or 400 pair of sunglasses. And these will be sent to the prisons to be cleaned, and then they'd be distributed for Doctors Without Borders to go to third world countries.
Wow, that's wonderful. You know, some little kid is going to get a pair of eyeglasses and not going to know who it's from, but what a great impact you're making on the world here.
Yeah, and we're also working with the schools here in Manhattan that for children that their parents don't have insurance, and I can't afford those. So we're working closely with the schools here in Manhattan and helping kids to get eyeglasses so they can read and see their papers right. So it's a good deal.
You bet. That's filling a crucial need. I've been in eyeglasses since I was 4 years old. I have a daughter who wears glasses, and you know, a lot of people don't carry eye insurance, so that you know, when you're kind of hit with that burden, that's a nice thing to have.
It is, yes. And we go through Shepherd Crossing. Is a real good start for people that don't have insurance or can't afford to buy them. Excuse me. We help a lot of people with eyeglasses. So
wonderful. Well, Dwayne, if someone's interested in becoming a Lions Club member, how do you go about doing that?
Well, right now we're meeting the second Monday night at the Four Points Hotel. So we usually meet there. Everything's changed because of the pandemic. You know, the motel business has changed, and so it's made our Lions Club change. We're just meeting once a month right now, where we normally we're meeting two times a month. But it's the second Monday in each month, and we usually try to get together around 6:30. So anybody that gives a Lion member, if you see one of them, ask them if you're interested. Like, they can talk to them, and we can help you out.
All right, very good. Dwayne Sherwood joining us here from the Lions Club. Again, they're sponsoring the Easter egg hunt this Saturday at Manhattan City Park. Starts at 10 a.m. sharp, so be there early and bring your kids out for a good time at City Park. Should be great weather for it. Is there anything else, Dwayne, you want to highlight here while we got you on?
Well, not really. I will say this, I've got about 3,000 Easter eggs, so there should be plenty to go around.
Now, who gets the fun job of putting the candy in the Easter egg? That seems like that would take a long time.
That's changed. We buy the eggs with the candy in them now.
Ah, okay. Well, that's...
Now, some of the older members can remember back where they boil the eggs and then decorate them. So you know what kind of a job that's going to be.
Oh.
But we haven't done that for years.
I'm not very good at hard-boiling eggs. That's one of those things that's kind of a hit-or-miss thing in our family.
Yep.
All right, well...
But, you know, it's been fun. We have, before we've packed the Easter eggs, before we've put the candy in them, but you know, the plastic eggs, once you open them, they don't stay closed as good as they do otherwise. So we get them with the candy already in them, and so that's the one that it just progress.
Yeah. Dave Lewis is just commenting to me here, eggs will be gone in 11 seconds or less. That's his own experience.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All right. Well, Dwayne, always appreciate getting to talk to you, and we look forward to getting some biscuits and gravy later this year. And
I hope so.
All right. Well, we thank you for all you guys do for our community.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a good day.
You too. That's going to wrap up our first segment. Stay tuned. We will hear from Suzanne Glymore, Kevin Bryant, coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.